Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals?
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Today I'm going to tell you about a book I do not recommend that you read. It's full of foul language, but its message is one that you need to know about. The name of this novel is I Am Charlotte Simmons, and the author is Tom Wolfe, a man who is generally considered America's greatest living satirist. In this book, he has set his sights on the depraved culture that dominates the campuses of elite universities. The novel is set at a mythical Pennsylvania university like Princeton or Duke. Tom Wolfe masterfully captures the vulgarity and hedonism of prestigious secular college campuses today. He sets forth the speech patterns of fraternity boys and athletes and catty sorority girls, the smug left-wing professors, and the foul-mouthed gay lesbian protesters. This novel tells the story of the freshman year of Charlotte Simmons, a high-minded but fallible small-town girl. The author shows in unsparing detail the ugly consequences of an anything-goes approach to sexuality. Tom Wolfe has made no secret of his shock at the current state of affairs on college campus. In a magazine interview about his book, he said, "I think it's hardest on young women. They have much more to lose. And the idea that the great reward of the mating game comes first, and then you get to know each other afterwards... Well, there's something very hard on women about that." This novel is full of foul language, but it is trash-talking with a purpose. The author wants Americans to face up to the immoral culture into which they send their sons and daughters. Tom Wolfe has held up a mirror to what is going on at our best universities, and the image is ugly and unsettling. I sometimes give a speech called, "Is It Safe to Send Your Child to College?" The book, I Am Charlotte Simmons, will convince you that the answer is no.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of the Education Reporter? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and read about what's working and what isn't in schools across the country and in your community. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, you know you're in trouble when you make more than you ever made, owe more than you ever owed, and have less than you've ever had. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, I've driven through this country many times. It's in the northeastern area of the state of Kansas. There's a proposed watershed dam there that's going to be a 475-acre lake, 1,254-acre recreational project proposed, and it is dealing with the Plum Creek Watershed Dam Project and the Kickapoo Indians. I have with me a couple of farmers that farm in that area, Rodney Heinen, and we have also Rodney Lears. Let me go with Rodney Heinen first. Rodney, what is this all about? Bring us up to date.
Well, basically what we're looking at is Rodney and I, Rodney Heinen, we're kind of local landowners in the area. Rodney's farm is affected mostly by this project, where the local Indian reservation is claiming that they're short on water, which we have yet to see proof of that. And I don't know, it's basically a lot of information coming in and misleading the public to say that they need this oversized, or whatever you want to call it, 475-acre lake to provide water for their municipal needs for their so-called growing Indian reservation.
How many Indians are on the Kickapoo reservation?
Oh, do you know that, Rodney?
About 700.
This would be my wife, Linda. She's got a lot of figures in her head.
Anywhere to 700 to 1,000.
700 to 1,000. Okay, I'm looking at the Upper Delaware and Tributaries Watershed Multipurpose Dam site. Rodney Heinen now. This was a little confusing with all these Rodneys here. But your name is not on there as one of the landowners.
No, I'm just a friend of Rodney Lears. I'm the guy that got you started and thought that I would get some attention out of your show and get some... get some people on our side to help stop this, basically. Rodney's a longtime friend of mine, and we're also on the watershed board together, and we're noticing that a lot of this information that's being stated in the newspapers and a lot of the local radio stations and TV stations is misleading and kind of one-sided. So this is my, I guess, my effort to get it, you know, put to the other side.
Now, do the Kickapoos, do they have a casino?
Yeah.
They are in the... You know, I never did know when gambling became gaming. They're in the gaming business. I thought the gaming business was when they took a bow and arrow and went out and shot Bambi. I didn't know.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. But they do have... Where is the casino? Because I don't remember seeing one in Kansas.
Okay, well, there's two. There's one, basically, the Sac and Fox Indian Reservation has one right there on 75 Highway, but then the Kickapoos casino would be on K-20. It would be, I think it's either 4 or 5 miles west of Horton on the north side of K-20 there.
Okay, Horton, Kansas?
Yeah, basically from where this reservoir is being put, it'd be, what, probably 3 miles south and a couple miles to the east of where this reservoir is.
Yeah, it seems like I've spoken at Horton, Kansas a time or two for some reason or another.
Yeah, you have, and then also Hiawatha, too.
I know Hiawatha, right.
Yeah.
Derry, he just gave you half of the casinos because there's two other Indian-owned casinos.
In our county.
Well.
In the little Brown County.
Well, Brown County has three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, they are in the gaming business, so for whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
Now, what? How is this going to affect you, Rodney Lears?
This is my family farm. My grandpa bought this in 1947, and I bought it from my grandma after my grandpa died in 1993. Is when I bought this farm, and it's going to affect me because in November, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, when we confronted them, they had no idea that there was even hogs on this place, which is just a half a mile from the edge of the water. So we are going to be endangered with our business, with our livestock. Currently we have hogs and feed out cattle and have a cow-calf operation, and all that's going to be endangered if Plum Creek goes through.
All right, now who determines what? Give us a little more background of what Plum Creek is. No doubt it is a creek, and they want to dam it up.
Correct. It depends on who you talk to and who they're talking to and what order it comes in. First, it's drinking water if they're talking to the watershed board. NRCS says that it's for flood protection for the people in Jackson County, and there's also recreation involved. So it's numerous things, but the biggest thing is that they want it for drinking water.
I'm looking at this executive summary. The proposed watershed dam is a 475-acre lake and a 1,254-acre recreation project. Now, what is a recreation project? Do they tell you what that's going to be?
Camping, hiking, fishing, swimming, that.
It's all mapped out on a big map whenever it was presented to us when they showed what we were out to lose on of our farm.
Yeah, I had a copy of that map, but it didn't come through to where I could tell anything about it.
Well, there is actually no water on our property. We own 260 acres, and they want 160 acres of it just in case it floods.
To give you an example of what you mentioned earlier, Derry, about 1,254 acres in this project for land acquisition, that is not correct. There's much more acres that they're, because the Kickapoos have come to us, as Linda was saying, for 160 acres. But on that figure you said at 1254, it says on there that they want 92 acres of our land.
The NRCS says that they have to have 92 acres. But when they met with us to give us a price, they want 160 of it. So they want more than 1,200 acres, according to the NRCS's numbers.
Okay, in what stage, and we're going to take a commercial break here, but when we come back, what stage are we in here? I know you've been working with the Indian tribe now for, 3 years or something like that. When we come back, let's talk about where we are and where we plan on going from here. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Couple of landowners in the Plum Creek Watershed Dam Project area in northeastern Kansas. It affects the Kickapoo Indian tribe. And going into the commercial break, I said, where are we in this? Because I see in July of 2003, there was a special meeting called to open bids for the Eddie Finger site concerning eminent domain. Now, is Eddie Finger, is that one of the landowners, or what's the Eddie Finger site?
No, Eddie Finger is just another one of the community people that was willing and wanting to put a watershed on his property. So we as a watershed board went ahead and got that approved and built for him. And it's close to the casino down there. It's only about 4 miles west of the casino. And just at that time is whenever eminent domain was brought up.
That was the meeting that the chief of the tribal council was there. And when we got our letter telling them about the meeting, that they were going to vote eminent domain that day. So...
When they did they vote for eminent domain?
No, because I was there as representing the landowners and said that nobody's been contacted. They contacted one landowner, and that's because he was out of state. He is the only absentee landowner there is, but they had not bothered to contact any of the landowners at that time.
They were there for eminent domain.
And they were there to get eminent domain.
So they just wanted to say, hey, we're going to take this without you even knowing about it.
Pretty much.
Okay, now I also see whether on this same report, the minutes of that meeting, there has been $130,000 obtained for planning to develop the current plan. Where did that come from?
I think that came...
Bureau of Indian Affairs is what we understand to get the PL-566s to get them progressing for for the PL-566 planning.
See, I don't know what PL-566 is.
PL-566 is large structures in a watershed that entail more than just one landowner, most likely.
Okay, so this dam would fit into that.
This dam would fit into that, and...
The PL-566 plan for our watershed has 21 dams under that PL 566 plan that we can get government money, that the watershed board can get government money to build. So this is just one of 21 sheds, watersheds to be built within the upper Delaware watershed.
And currently zero has been built.
Well, all this, practically all this, I guess, will affect private landowners, will it not?
Yes.
You see, once upon a time, we used to think, hey, they're going to build a lake. That'll be a good deal. We always thought of the Lake of the Ozarks, you know, we'll have water frontage. We can put up our own casino. You know, we can have a boat dock down there, and we can sell peanuts and popcorn and fishing tackle. But now, they take this land, and you're not even supposed to be on the property. You can't even get close to it anymore. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Doug in Kansas. Doug, you say that this is going to affect you.
Yes, I'm on the second proposed site. The first one does not go through. I'm on the second proposed dam site.
So you're wanting the first one to go through, right?
No, I think they have other opportunities to come up with water that they need from, a selection of wells in the area, probably new wells. But my question is to the fellows on the panel there, what percent do they know of the acreage is owned by the Kickapoo tribe as opposed to what percent is owned by private individuals? Do they know that percent?
I think... Where's the paper?
What percent do the Kickapoos own as compared to what percent is going to be other private landowners?
We do know that over half of this project is off of the reservation. The Kickapoos just purchased 220-some acres. Part of that was off the reservation, and part of it's on a reservation. Percentage-wise, they own already, I forget the acreage that they own for acres already in the project.
Well, there is, according to the NRCS's land rights acreage breakdown, the total acres is 1,254. The tribe only owns 453 in the project area.
So it'd be at least a 3-to-1 ratio.
Right.
Correct.
The
with those figures.
Now, you know, people that are listening to this show and know a little bit about Kansas, they think of western Kansas when they think of Kansas. You're in an area where it rains. It's not like out in Garden City and in Dodge and that area where, you know, it gets dry every summer and it's wheat country. You, how much rain do you get there every year? Rodney Heinen, let's hear from you.
Yeah, 32 to 35 inches.
Yeah, so... I mean, a 400-acre lake, we're talking about a lot of water.
Right. But we're also looking at, you know, the one thing that I want to point out is, yes, they may own one-third of this 1,254 acres. The one thing I want to point out at the time, which they asked for eminent domain, or I don't even know if they call it asked, they assumed eminent domain. They did not own that 220 or 240-acre tract at that time yet. Whenever I went to classes in college, you know, law classes, I was taught under the understanding of eminent domain was whenever you had, like, let's say all the landowners had sold their ground and the Kickapoo Reservation owned all of the ground except for, let's say, the Lyritz's farm. You know, then that's whenever eminent domain is used. But I thought that it was very unprofessional for them to come and ask us as watershed board members to, you know, use the power of eminent domain when they couldn't even tell you who owned the land. There was one couple at that meeting that they said they didn't even, you know, they'd never even been approached. And I think actually about six of them had never even been approached as to what was going on and stuff. And that's why they were at the watershed meeting, because they heard their farms were being taken and stuff. So
who is Dexter Davis?
He'd be president of the watershed board.
Okay, he is a Kansan?
Yeah, he would live basically about probably 7 miles west of where the Plum Creek.
Why I asked that, back in the 1960s, I was with the Missouri Department of Agriculture, and Dexter Davis was the commissioner of agriculture in the state of Missouri, but that would not be the same Dexter Davis.
No.
Go ahead.
The water runoff that you're talking about, the amount of rainfall, we just recovered a book from the Department of Reclamation, and it was put out in January of 2003. And in that book, down on the Pottawatomie Reservation, there was Soldier Creek. There was a dam they was wanting to build down there, and it got shut down because of atrazine concerns washing into the lake. And with this big structure here and all the farm ground we're going to have up above, that should be a very large issue.
He's basically saying is there's a lot more than just the current landowners that would be affected. We're talking about everybody upstream. For instance, they would be coming out and saying, you know, probably 10 years from now after the pond is full, they would be coming out and telling certain farmers that you can't use this herbicide or you can't use that, or even on some of the, you know, I'm trying to think of the dairies upstream and animal, you know, animal facilities upstream. They would be telling them you have to, you know, monitor this and monitor that and everything. So it will affect a lot more than just those who are, you know, land is they're trying to acquire right now and stuff.
And that has already started before Plum Creek's even built. We have one landowner now that's dealing with the KDHE with problems.
Yeah, I was going to say that's taking place as we speak. You're
right.
Going to see that whether the dam is built or not. Now the
right.
dam may make it more so, but.
The thing that I want to point out is, you know, I don't know much about Centertown, Missouri, Derry, but when you need
much
water,
to know.
do you go build a pond and wait for a big rainstorm to fill it up, and then, you know, spend millions of dollars filtering and chlorinating and doing all this stuff to your water? Or do you go drill a well?
Well, we drill wells.
Yeah, well, the thing I'd like to point out is basically from where the Plum Creek project is, there is a very, very sizable aquifer, which, you know, well water is so much easier to find. It doesn't require the acquisition of near as much land. We're talking, you know, some pipes to get it to the reservation. There is another option for the water besides, I forget the gentleman that called in, besides the project which affects his land. The dam which affects his land and stuff. So that's one thing that I would, you know, highly suggest them looking into. But, you know, I think they're kind of what we've kind of convinced ourselves on this is that it's not really about water. It's about, you know, acquiring land.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
2005 has arrived. And which assets can offer you the best protection, profit potential, and privacy? Gold and silver, that's right. Again, gold and silver. Most Americans are intrigued by gold and silver, but simply do not understand how it is traded or even valued day-to-day, according to Swiss America CEO Craig Smith. But that's all about to change as gold continues to make new headlines, including CNN. It seems since 2000, Swiss America has been featured on many CNN programs, which have just been assembled into a new DVD entitled CNN Rediscovers Gold, and is yours free by calling 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. Find out why gold and United States rare coins are fast becoming the best investments of the 21st century. Directly from Craig Smith, the man who wrote the book on it. Call now, 1-800-BUY-COIN. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
The official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. A one-year subscription is $24.95. Send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What topics does Derry discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's cattle, hogs, and foreign troops, guns and gold and tax law loops, fair trade markets, beans and wheat, cowboy lawsuits and imported beef. Kangaroo courts and Judge Roy Moore, the United Nations and the final war, dumbed down schools and Bible quotes, China's buying our treasury notes, ID tags and cows and pigs, biometrics for our kids, federal nexus and checkoff dollars, endangered animals eating endangered flowers, watersheds and scenic byways, internal checkpoints on American highways, OSHA, OPEC, and the BLM, NAFTA, and GATT all irritate him. Each issue spans the human race, and right there on the front is his smiling face.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, you know you're in trouble when your pacemaker has only a 30-day guarantee. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Let's go back to, well, let me go back to Rodney Heinen again very quickly. Going into the commercial break, you said this isn't about water. It's about acquiring land.
Yeah, that's pretty much my opinion. And me saying that, I'm speaking as a rural landowner, and I think a lot of people would agree with me. I'm not speaking as a watershed board member because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Number two, I don't want to stoop to the level at which the Indian reservation, the Kickapoos, are stooping to get this done. I mean, they're playing a lot of cheap games, I guess you could say, with the newspapers and the articles which are written and stuff. Did you get that article about the fire that scorched the Kickapoo land?
No, well, I may have. I have a stack of information here,
yeah.
And I'll leave it up to you. Tell me about the fire.
Oh, basically, recently there was a fire. I'm up here in Minnesota and stuff, and I come home and I hear about a fire that was recently, you know, and basically they're sitting here talking in this paper, you know, about this fire and how they only had 1,000 gallons of water to fight it, and, even though there's ponds and lakes everywhere and water in the water tower, and the casino there probably drank 3,000 gallons of water while the, you know, fire was going on and stuff. But they sit there and they're going through this article, and then next thing you know, they blame it because they don't have this big pond. That's why this fire happened, because they don't have this big PL-566, you know, lake to put the fire out and stuff. And I kind of thought that was a little bit of a cheap stab at the watershed board, you know, making us look bad because this isn't built and stuff. So I don't want to stoop to them levels, basically.
One thing to reiterate on that land acquisition, Derry, when we met with the tribe with her to get our appraisal, we were told from the Kickapoos at that time that we want it used to be ours and we want it back.
Yeah, that's what the Mexicans are saying about southwestern part of the United States.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another thing to reiterate on that land acquisition is appraised value at $12.50 an acre is way out of where it should be. For, you know, when you put in a bit large structure like that, it's going to take a lot of good soil and bottom ground. And, you know, our appraisal will come in at $12.50 an acre, and the most they verbally offered us was $1,500, and that won't allow us to get anything at a land auction.
You know, I have a good friend in Oklahoma that's an Indian, and he, I don't even remember what tribe it is now, but he said he hears that from his own tribal council, and he says, look, guys, we lost the war. You know, when they say that it's our land, we want it back. But let's go back to Doug in Kansas. You still with us, Doug?
Yeah, under the category of eminent domain, who or what or how is it decided whether it takes place or not? Is it county level, federal, state, or what?
It depends on what you're going. It depends on who wants the property. In our case, it would either be the watershed board, the county commissioners. I'm not sure how the state fits into eminent domainist because, you know, but the Department of Interiors at the federal level can do it. You know, that's my, for our project, that's my understanding. So.
Yeah, I don't have any idea.
I was hoping Derry had the answer to
no,
that.
No, hey, Derry doesn't have very many answers.
Oh.
He's lucky if he can punch the right button here to get on the air.
Well, the Kickapoos informed us, and the Bureau of Indian Affairs informed us that the county commissioners, if the watershed board's not going to do it, the county commissioners may come in here and eminent domain us. Yesterday, us, myself and seven landowners out of the 12 went to the county commissioners yesterday. And they feel they don't even have the power to eminent domain us, and they assured us that they will not eminent domain us for this project.
All right, but now I'm looking here. What am I looking at? Okay, Harold L. Clagy, state conservationist, says it is our hope that the tribe can move forward on this important phase of the Plum Creek Dam and Reservoir. He says, if we can be of further assistance, please don't hesitate. So you've got the state greenies out there helping them.
Yes. The NRCS, doesn't, as far as I'm concerned, and in my opinion, do not care about the farmers in this project. When I was investigating all of this, trying to find the entity who was giving the tribe money for this project, it boiled down to, it took me 3 days and hours on the phone, calling Washington. And when I finally got to him, his comment to me was, this project is going to go through whether you like it or not. You don't say that to me. So, but that was before they knew that they even tried to do eminent domain because they just thought that the watershed board signed the environmental impact study that the watershed board was going to do whatever the NRCS said to do. And that did not happen. So,
you know, let me make a point here to our listeners. People say, oh, I don't want to get on one of those boards. I don't want to get on one of those committees. If what we've been saying over the past several years is true, and it's happening, so we know it's true, the powers that be want to eliminate the United States borders, but they want everything regional now. They want to do away with county commissioners. They want to do away with local government totally. You've got to get on these boards to protect your own interest.
Exactly.
If you weren't on those boards, you wouldn't know what's going on, and you let and most of these boards are filled with the greenies anyway. They're usually people that work for the state, and they're environmentalist type folks. And are they have to be, or they wouldn't get these jobs in many instances.
Exactly.
So you have to have local people on there with good common sense to at least kind of rein in these wild committee members.
You can't be afraid to voice your opinion one way or the other. I mean, you can't be afraid of fear. You got to be out there, and you got to protect your own interests. If you don't, because nobody else is going to.
I don't know if anywhere else in the United States where they have people concerned to speak their opinion, such as Linda's talking about, because of fear for their life or their home or for anything, because we've been threatened on this project, which is not necessary. Not blaming Kickapoos, just people that don't understand that we are fighting for our home and our business and our livelihood is all we are doing.
And that is our right to do that.
And also, I'd like to point out, as other landowners, you know, it's not just affecting 12 landowners. This is, if we lose this one, it's just as easy for the next project to be lost. That's why I got involved in this deal. That's why I want other farmers to be calling in to the state, to the counties, to the reservation, and telling them, hey, you know, you're not taking away this land, because if they take away this 1,200 acres, the next 1,200 acres will be so easy to take away. They'll just be able to refer to this project and stuff and how it happened.
I visited yesterday for a long, long time. No, it was this morning, I guess. My days all run together. I'm kind of like that fellow I call, says, I don't have a watch. I don't even know what year it is. But anyway, I visited with this gentleman. He is from Illinois, and he was listening the other day when we were talking about the Kaskaskia River watershed plan. And he said, I couldn't believe what I was hearing, that somebody really recognized what was going on. He said he'd been fighting this thing practically alone. And he went on into the details of meetings that they just attended. And he said there's quite a few farmers there. And he said, here come the entrenched bureaucrats, and they tell all these things. And the farmers know they're lying. They know they're not right. And he said they just sit there. And he said, I hate to be the only one that just constantly raises my hand. He said, it's like we did in the third grade when we had to go potty, you know. But he said, you've got to tell these people what's going on. They know what's going on. But he said, the farmers just sit there and won't say anything.
Exactly.
Now,
raise your voice. I mean, we're being dwindling out of this country. I mean, I don't know. I sometimes wonder if 20 years from now, America's going to be nothing but a golf course the way it's going and stuff. So agriculture needs to speak up somehow, some way, and take a stand. And this is one of the times when I feel you should be doing it and stuff.
Well, for whatever it's worth, you know, Missouri hillbillies are better at that, I guess, than most farmers around over the country, because Jeff and I were down at that Owensville meeting. Over 500 people showed up. And Jeff, they certainly were not afraid to voice their opinion, were they? They've had they can't see you shake your head. You have to come on here and say, yes, Derry's right.
Yes, yeah. Derry's right.
Okay. And if he's not, by gosh, he won't sign my paycheck next month. Anyway, they've had several other meetings like that. 500 and 600 people are showing up. Now, this is over this well monitoring bill in the state of Missouri. But that upset folks, and they are letting it be heard that they don't like any part of this.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have, I don't know what it takes to wake up Americans.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know either. I guess the only way to wake people up is when it actually happens to them.
Not in your backyard. And once it hits their backyard, it's usually too late to do very much. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. We'll go back to the telephones right after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking Oxymune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSN, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
And we have returned. One of our commentators just a moment ago before the commercial break said, one of these days this country's just going to be one big golf course. Wrong. Hate to discourage you, gentlemen, but it's not. Because once the green organizations get a hold of this, you're not going to be allowed to play golf on it. You're not going to be allowed to hunt on it. You're not going to be allowed to set your dainty little feet on it. I'd normally come to work one way because I go by the post office. The other day, for some reason, I went up a different highway, 179, which they want to make a scenic byway out of, by the way. And the state has taken over some property there. And I know they're just every few hundred feet apart. They've got these little blue signs, and I'm going to have to stop to read the sign, because have you seen those out on 179, Jeff?
State park signs?
Do they say state park?
Or state property of some sort,
I don't know,
I
if
believe.
It says state park or state property, and I was driving pretty fast through there, and I didn't want to stop at the time. I'd had to have stopped and turned around and gone back, but I'm going to home that way so I can read those things. But what you do see that's easy to read is the big sign that says no trespassing. They don't want anybody to utilize in any way, form, shape, or anyhow anything that the state or any of these parks or whatever owns. You're out. People are not supposed to be there. And I'm working on a article for the Chronicle right now that has to do with these gas prices. And I have some cuts from Lindsey Williams we're going to use one of these days. But he's predicting $5 and $6 a gallon gasoline. And it's all part, it's beginning to come together now. You say, well, these people are never, they're not going to move into these sustainable communities. You'll never make people do that. If you make it so expensive they can't drive, they're going to have to do something different. And it's very possible that this is one of the ways to get this sustainable development going. Hey, you know you're going to have to ride your bicycle, people. Anyway, let's go back to the telephones. Roger in Kansas, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's on your mind, Rog?
Okay, my mom's a landowner in that Plum Creek area.
Okay.
And I farm at four, and I'm also on the watershed board with both Rodneys. Okay, well, my biggest gripe has been the whole thing is how landowners have been left out of the loop on practically all of this. And like as you were saying a little bit ago, if I wasn't on the board myself, well, I would know a fraction of what's actually been going on. And then we only know a part way it is on the board.
So what are you saying? That you need to be on these boards?
Yeah, that's right, because otherwise we wouldn't even know a lot what was going on and the information that's out there.
All right, we have two Rodneys and a Roger on the board. Who else do we have? And I don't want names, but...
There's nine people sitting on that board.
And they come from where?
From throughout the district. They represent all the whole district watershed board number 7.
Okay, are they all farmers or landowners at least?
Yes, they are all
landowners. They are landowners.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least you don't have a bunch of your state conservation people and soil conservation people and those kind of folks on the board.
Yes.
Yet. When we come back...
I love your show.
Thank you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back yet after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
Would you rather have the flu than pay another dollar to your cable company? For less than what you're paying for cable, DirecTV Total Choice Package gives you over 125 channels for only $41.99 a month. Just listen to what your neighbors are saying. Excuse me, why did you choose DirecTV?
Simplicity, cost.
Because of how many channels it had.
With DirecTV, our picture clarity is just so much better than it was.
I am fed up with cable.
Act now and get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free from American Satellite for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. And as always, your standard professional installation is included at $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer available on approved credit. So if you're sick of cable, call now and start saving with DirecTV service.
Call American Satellite now, 1-800-320-2613. That's 1-800-320-2613. Ask how to get 50 premium channels free for 3 months of $140 value. Hurry, because offer ends 7/31/05. Call now, 1-800-320-2613.
And we have returned. Is Rich still there? Okay, let's go to Rich in Missouri. Hi, Rich, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Derry. I wonder, I heard there's going to be a meeting on the repeal of 1433, supposedly tomorrow evening in Jeff City. Did you know about that?
I knew a little about it. I don't have the details. Can you give us any details?
What I heard, it's supposedly it's like 6 o'clock at night and in hearing room 1, the House hearing room 1. And it's on, it's actually, you know, would be called hearing on the HB, I think it's 492.
Well, it's the water meter bill is what it is. It's to repeal the water meter bill,
right.
The best I know.
Repeal 1443 or 32,
yeah.
Whatever it is. And the bill to repeal it is called, I think, HB 492.
Okay. And, you need to get a hold of somebody that knows more about it than I do, but we need to fill those that hearing room.
Yeah, I just wanted to let people out there know that's what I had heard. I have no direct way of getting in touch with it, but I think that's the right info.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks for the call. Let's go. Let me go to Rod to Roger there in Kansas again. Roger. Roger's gone. Okay. Let me ask Rodney Heinen. How much authority does this watershed board have? Because if they're all landowners here, they all surely should see this thing as their constitutional rights.
Yeah, you're true. We do have the right to vote the eminent domain, but you also got to ask yourself why we were appointed the positions that we were, because we represent, you know, fellow landowners and what's best for the community, not what's just best for a few people in the community. We do not plan to vote eminent domain unless it's, you know, I think I can speak for all the watershed board members, if it's the logical thing to do and if all the landowners have sold and maybe just one person, and if they can prove to us there's no other source of water and these wells that are 4 or 5 miles away cannot be used, you know, whenever they present all that evidence to us, that's when it's the watershed board's, you know, it's a last resort is what we're looking at and stuff. Whenever they can prove to us all them other resorts are not good enough, then it's something that we would consider. But then I myself would not consider it until they own at least probably 85 to 90% of the land, not 30%.
Right. You mentioned, gosh, I don't know what... I'm like Rush. I have half my brain tied behind my back, and that's the part that's not working. Anyway,
okay. The one thing I want to point out is what people can do about this. I mean,
go ahead.
You know, even if you're over there in Centertown, Missouri, there is stuff that you can do about this. Because if it's not happening in Centertown, Missouri, it may be happening there someday. Something as simple as writing your state legislature, writing your Kansas legislature, Northeast Kansas, Brown County, Nemaha County. The one thing I encourage them to do is, you know, through this whole thing in the last year, year and a half, since I've been really paying attention to it, the newspapers, the radio stations, the TV stations are kind of, I'm not putting them down, but they're kind of saying a one-sided story. And as landowners, I know we only represent a couple percent of the population in the area, but we need to be writing to them and explaining to them, hey, there is another side of this story. Please post it. Call your county commissioners. You know, give them your earful and stuff. You know, 1,200 acres, if they own that, that is off the tax board. You know, and we're having a hard time supporting our local schools. We're having, I mean, they just tried closing the school I grew up in, and, you know, boy, the people came out and really, really stood up for that. But then here you go and you take off 1,200 acres off the tax roll. You know, where's that money going to come from? You know, and when you start relating that to schools, it gets some people's attention and stuff. There is things that people can do, even you over in Centertown, Missouri, or a listener clear up in Montana. There is things that you can do, but sitting at home, waiting for it to happen to you is not something I recommend doing.
You know, I know what I was going to say. You mentioned that these wells are 5 miles away. Once upon a time, that would be a long way to get water. But, I mean, look how far we pipe everything else across this country. So, you know, 5 miles of pipe today is nothing.
I'll point out to you this last summer, not this last summer, but the summer before when they were trucking the water, I went over to them personally. I have a very big well, and I can't produce all the water that they need, but they were hauling water from Sabetha. They were hauling water from Atchison, which was 30 and 40 miles.
And we've let the clock run out. I didn't realize what time it was. May the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Sunny weather, happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.